Within a few days, Mary set out and hurried to the hill country, to a town of Judah, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why am I so favored that the mother of the Messiah should come to me? The moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who believed that what our God said to her would be accomplished." The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Fourth week of Advent that's this long, right? In terms of, it's like, oh my gosh, it's not quite the shortest fourth week of Advent, but almost. So when Susan read the theme for today, God is still speaking, that's actually the theme of United Church of Christ. God is still speaking. God hasn't stopped. And so what I thought it would be interesting to look at is how we think about God's voice and God's spirit in light, in wind, in fire, in people, and to think about these stories that we heard tonight. So Micah was a prophet that was writing in about 700 years before Jesus' birth. So who was Micah listening to say what Ben proclaimed in terms of Bethlehem? You're going to have something special here, and I'm going to choose one of your people to rule the nation. So we interpret that backwards, right? It's like, who told Micah what to say? He proclaimed lots of scary things, and this. And then looking backward after Jesus is born, then you have the, oh, that's what was being foretold way back then. And then we think about Mary and Elizabeth. So Elizabeth is Mary's cousin, right? And Elizabeth becomes pregnant in her old age. So think about me, you know? And all of a sudden, look at this. Oh, no. And being pregnant. It's like, oh my gosh. And that she would accept that word, and Zechariah, we know, was struck dumb because he didn't believe that word. And that's because an angel came and talked to Zechariah. Well, I bet all of us would like to have an angel come and speak to us, right? Except they describe it as terrifying, which I'm sure it might be. And so an angel might come and say, Elizabeth's going to have a baby. Really? You know, and she hadn't had a baby her whole life. And in that age and stage, not being able to have a child was a terrible disgrace. And then we have Mary. Mary's like 14 years old and not married. And an angel comes and says, you're going to have a baby. Don't you think there's a part of her that's like, what? And so when we read the story, we know it happened like this, right? I don't know that that's how that was, you know? The angel Gabriel might have had to sit there a while with her to digest this situation. Because again, in that culture, in our culture, being an unwed mom is a difficult thing. To not be married and be pregnant is a problem in often situations. And so it's like, is the Holy Spirit just speaking through angels? Or does the Holy Spirit speak through all of us? So my question from the engineers in the room is, how would you describe the signal we get for Wi-Fi. Would you call it a wave? Sure, a wave, okay. So we all know what it's like to have your iPad or your phone and not have a signal, right? And you're walking around, you might go around the other side of the building. If you're in the kitchen, you might go to the living room because you don't have a signal. Can you see the signal? You can't see the signal. Sometimes you're picking it up, sometimes you're not. Sometimes you have to move around. Sometimes your phone's not turned up. Sometimes you don't hear the bling or the ring. The Holy Spirit is speaking just like that to all of us all the time. Are we in a place to receive that signal? Are we in a place to hear the voice of God? How might we get there if we're not there? So we need to pay attention. We need to make sure we're getting a good signal. Greg has a t-shirt that says, "Prayer is the original wireless communication," all right? So we are trying to be in two-way communication with God. So in the past, in the Hebrew scriptures, God spoke through prophets who told a story of what was to come. Then Jesus came, and we got to see Jesus' light and life and love and know that this is God. And then we knew about the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is that signal working all the time to bring us into alignment. So let me tell you a quick story. So Greg and I are at our house, and we're waiting for the phone company to come. You know, when they say they'll be there between 8 and 5, and you're waiting for the phone company to come and fix our landline. And also, our internet wasn't working so swift. So we wait all day. They're going to be there between 10 and 2, then it's 3 o'clock, then it's 4 o'clock. They haven't come yet. So I check on my phone to read the ticket, the repair ticket. And when I read the repair ticket, there's the first ticket that they're supposed to come today, and there's a ticket for tomorrow to shut off my internet. I did not order having my internet shut off. So needless to say, Greg and I said, "I think we better call the phone company." And I said, "We did not order our internet to be shut off." They said, "Really?" I said, "Who ordered it?" Must be a glitch somewhere. Can you have it not shut off tomorrow?" Yes. So this is good news, right? So I would propose that that's a Holy Spirit moment. Had the phone company come on time, I would have had no reason to check my repair ticket. I would have had no way of knowing that my internet was going to be shut off tomorrow. So I choose to believe that's a Holy Spirit moment. I'll give you another one. Alice and I have the reconciliation service down for Wednesday, all day Wednesday, day, time, and evening on Wednesday. Maureen texts me and says, "I'll bring you the candles when I come tomorrow, Thursday, for reconciliation." I said, "That's not the day it is. It's today." She said, "No, okay, you have it on the 19th in the bulletin." Well, thank you, the Holy Spirit, who had Maureen communicate with me and Alice, because otherwise the people who came to reconciliation on Thursday the 19th would have found no one there. That's the Holy Spirit. Things happen that you might say are coincidence. That's the Holy Spirit. So how do we listen for the Holy Spirit? One way we listen is to pause, pray, and then proceed. So when you get up in the morning, whose voice do you listen for? Can you sit on the edge of your bed for 1 minute, 5 minutes, pause and say, God, what are you thinking? God, what do you want? How do you want my day to go? If I've got a test coming up, if I've got travel to do, if I've got shopping to do, will you direct my day? And so at the end of Mass, I'm going to hand out a little picture for you to hang that says, pause, red light, pray, and then proceed. Maybe you can put it by your bed, or maybe you can put it in your bathroom where you brush your teeth. Pause, pray, and then proceed. Oops. So for tonight, what I'd like to do for just 1 or 2 minutes is try a breath prayer. So I want you to just breathe in and breathe out. Hopefully we're all capable of that, right? Breathe in, breathe out. We're going to make room for God because Christmas is coming in a few short days. Breathe in the breath of God. Breathe out your cares and concerns. Breathe in the love of God. Breathe out your doubts and despair. Breathe in the life of God. Breathe out your fear and frustration. We sit quietly before the one who gives life and love to all creation. We sit in awe of the one who formed us in our mother's womb. We sit at peace, surrounded by the one who fills every fiber of our being. Breathe in the breath of God. Breathe out your tension and turmoil. Breathe in the love of God. Breathe out your haste and hurry. Breathe in the life of God. Breathe out your work and worry. We sit quietly before the one who gives life and love to all creation. We sit in awe of the one who formed us in our mother's wombs. We sit at peace, surrounded by the one who fills every fiber of our being. And from this place, we listen. We may feel a nudge. Someone may speak to us, a word that we need to hear. Circumstances might change. We might have a dream. An angel might appear. The sun might come out so bright that it takes your breath away. God is still speaking. And if Leah and James and Ben T and Hannah and Tori Ann would come up, please. Deacon Christie, I'll start you out.
With Mary, we firmly believe that God's promises are being fulfilled. With Mary, we offer our prayers.
Our response is, may Christ be born in us. That the church, God's people today, may welcome Jesus with warmth and joy, and the poor and the little people, and in unexpected ways, we pray.
May Christ be born in us.
For people with their hearts.
Can you put the microphone down for him? Thank you.
That people with their hearts set on peace may bring to our torn and divided world the light, harmony, and the cooperation which Jesus, the Prince of Peace, wanted to give to us. We pray.
May Christ be born in us.
That justice may flourish in our day, that the needy may be filled with good things. We pray.
May Christ be born in us.
That there may be love and mercy among people as they follow Jesus, their teacher, we pray.
May Christ be born in us.
That people who have lost the way in life and those who live in the night of doubt and fear may come to know Emmanuel, God with us, we pray.
May Christ be born in us.
Please lift your prayers, first on Zoom.
I pray for Kathy Thiers.